Welcome to Dearest Alaska. I'm your host, Karen Trope. This month, we're traveling to Unalakleet, where the elementary and junior high wrestling and cheer tournament is being broadcasted via YouTube by the Bering Straits School District student broadcast team. Make sure to keep listening to hear all about this experience.
My name is Patrick Cutler. I work as a distance learning facilitator for the Bering Straits School District in the Educational Technology Department with a focus on multimedia production and distance learning. So today we're doing the annual cheerleading and wrestling tournament. It's been going on for years on end for Bering Straits School District. It starts Thursday and we go 3 straight days and it's nothing but wrestling with the ages of elementary kids and junior high students, wrestling and cheerleading competitions. So our main goal here today is to get good close-ups of the wrestling action on the mat while doing cutaways to the cheerleading action, because it's a two-part thing, so we want to get good action for cheerleaders. And the main objective is to provide a good broadcast video production for people around the district to watch and view different parents and family members and school members that want to see their students compete and their different kids compete. That's the main objective, is to give that broadcast out to the public and the community to have.
My name is Aluka Ivanov. I'm in 8th grade.
My name is Mason Ivanov.
I've been involved with broadcasting for quite a while. I don't remember exactly when. I know it was either 3rd, 4th, or 5th grade. So when I was in 4th grade, I think, I injured my shoulder, so that took me out of wrestling. And I already did a little bit of broadcasting, and it just stuck with me, and I just loved it so much that I kept going.
I did this last year with basketball, too, and it's fun, so I did it again for wrestling.
The opportunity of the broadcast team draws repeat student broadcasters like Aluka and Mason. Likewise, Patrick Cutler himself has also been a key facilitator of the team for close to a decade.
The basic gist of it is to get students across the district involved with multimedia production, and it ranges from the local events to the statewide events that we do in Anchorage. Local events will gather students from that particular site at that broadcast for that district event, and we'll use those students to broadcast those events. And then when we go to do a state broadcast like Native Youth Olympics in April, I will take kids from all kinds of different sites from around our district, and we'll fly into Anchorage, and we'll teach them hands-on broadcast skills, like a workshop for like a whole week, and broadcast Native Youth Olympics throughout the week. And they'll also get a chance to learn from the University of Alaska Airlines Center there. The camera people that work for the Jumbotron then there let them go up and use those cameras also, so they'll get to work with those guys in a professional atmosphere too.
The application of this hands-on education is clearly seen in the knowledgeable way Aluka and Mason describe the setup used for today's broadcast.
We're broadcasting, and what we do is we film then in the middle so they could like see all the moves and what they do. We put it on the internet so other people could watch who never came here, so they could see what their kids are doing.
I've mainly learned just how to use cameras and different switchboards and more about technology and plugging cords in, what they do, how to do it properly, and all that kind of stuff. So there's like a internet router type thing that receives signals, and there's 2 iPods with an app that connects to that little device, and then the device is also going to an iPad. And the iPad is what the main switcher is. And the switcher just controls the different views and angles of the broadcast. And yeah, so it's really simple, and everything's pretty much wireless this year. And that's a big improvement.
Patrick hopes participation on the team will encourage students to consider careers in media production.
I want them to come out with the understanding that there's careers in broadcast and video production, and to kind of get a feel for it and determine if it's something that they like and they enjoy And if they do like and enjoy it, you know, learn some skills along the way, and then they can use that when they graduate from high school. They can go on and go into a multimedia production type career.
As for our veteran broadcasters, they offered some parting advice to those curious about joining the broadcast team.
It's fun when you broadcast because you could see the experience. And
if you don't know what to do when you're there, ask somebody, they'll know. In my opinion, it's a lot of fun, so try it. Just try it.
Thank you to everyone who made this episode possible. You can learn more about the BSSD Student Broadcast Team by visiting facebook.com/BSSDSBT. To view future or archive video streams, search for YouTube username BSSDSBT. If you or someone you know would like to participate in an episode of Dearest Alaska, please email us at dearest.alaska@knom.org. Our theme music was composed by the Poddington Bear. Dearest Alaska, bringing your radio to life with the sounds of Western AK.